Some of the loudest voices in favor of allowing Americans to buy cheaper prescription drugs from Canada have been Midwestern governors. Those governors were disappointed this week when it was reported that a House-backed plan to allow importation was dropped from the final Medicare bill. Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty told lawmakers today that he would fight for the right to re-import drugs made in the U.S. and shipped to Canada, even if the FDA continues to maintain that doing so is illegal. Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Scheck reports.
Governor Pawlenty says the Medicare bill is a good first step in providing prescription drug coverage to seniors, but he worries that it does little to change the cost of drugs. Pawlenty told the Senate Commerce Committee today that he plans to create a website listing Canadian pharmacies that meet Minnesota safety standards. Pawlenty says he isn't backing down from FDA threats, and he compared the reimportation efforts to the Boston Tea Party.
If they sue me, I'm willing to be sued. If they want to throw me in prison, that's something I at least have to give some pause to. It may not deter us, but I at least need to think about that. So I'd like to get some signals from them before they prosecute me.
Pawlenty insists his plan will save the state tens of millions of dollars a year in drug costs. He wants to have the website up and running by the end of the year. Some Minnesota seniors are expressing disappointment that Congress isn't likely to include a reimportation provision in the Medicare legislation. They say they back their governor's efforts and are even willing to take their fight one step further.
We have one member who's perfectly willing to go to jail to test it.
Barbara Kaufman is the president of the Minnesota Senior Federation. Her group has been sponsoring drug-buying bus trips to Canada for 8 years. Her members have been lobbying Congress to allow them and other seniors to legally buy drugs from Canada and other countries. Kaufman says she'll continue to buy her blood pressure and allergy medicine from Canada until Congress passes a law that forces drug companies to lower their prices.
One of my real concerns about this bill is that they pass it, they go home, and they say to the voters, look, we gave you a prescription benefit in Medicare. Turns out to be not much of a benefit at all.
Other governors say they'll also continue to pressure the FDA on this issue. Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack charges that Congress folded under pressure from the prescription drug companies when it didn't allow states to import foreign drugs without first gaining FDA approval. Nevertheless, Vilsack says he's meeting with FDA officials tomorrow to discuss his state's reimportation proposal.
This is a way of dealing with the issues that have been created as a barrier to us accessing fair price drugs, and we're going to remove those barriers, and people are either going to work with us or we're going to expose them for being supporters of the pharmaceutical industry.
An official with the drug industry trade group Pharma says reimportation is dangerous and will oppose any state efforts to circumvent the FDA ban. It does appear highly unlikely that the FDA will approve Governor Vilsack's proposal. The agency has repeatedly said that it can ensure the safety of any imported foreign drugs. FDA officials, though, say they may be willing to work with some governors. During the Senate Commerce Committee hearing, FDA Deputy Commissioner John Taylor told Governor Pawlenty that he's willing to meet with him before or after his website is launched.
We obviously respect the government's goals and wishes, and we do look forward to sitting down and talking to you and not putting you in jail, and hoping that we can at least express and articulate our concerns.
Several other state politicians pledged to continue to push this issue, even if current Medicare legislation being negotiated becomes law. In fact, a number of state attorneys general say they're investigating drug companies that limit sales to Canada to see if any antitrust or trade laws are being violated. For NPR News, I'm Tom Scheck in St. Paul.